say Jesus is the greatest man alive. Make the moon stop.
Make the moon stop.
The land is seen.
Tis a man of authority.
Oh, Jesus is the greatest man alive.
Oh, Jesus is the worthy Lamb.
He's a worthy Lamb of God.
Jesus is the worthy Lamb.
Ooh, yeah.
That is why we bow before Him.
Yeah.
Knowing You are God,
you are God alone.
Jesus is the greatest man I know.
Now lift your voice and say, oh, 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 He's the greatest man I know.
He's the greatest man I know.
Oh, 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 oh.
He's the greatest man I know.
Oh, 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 oh. He's
the greatest man.
Yeah, yeah.
The greatest man I know. I I dare you lift your hands in this building, open your mouth and worship a great God. Clapping is easy, but can you open your mouth and say,
Sean Mitchell, Israel Houghton, and the Singers, and Greatest Man. 5 minutes past the hour, 6 a.m. Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, and Kiera Sheard coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And this is Your Spirit.
we do.
We stand in awe of you.
Stand in awe.
We stand in awe of you.
Not by might, not by power, by your spirit, God. Send your spirit,
Tasha Cobbs-Leonard and Kiera Sheard and Your Spirit here on Sounds of Praise. And that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. God, as he promised, Jesus said when he was here on the earth that he was going to send, that he was going to go away, and that he was going to send another comforter, one like himself. And that's what took place on the day of Pentecost. God opened up the heavens and the Spirit of the living God came down. Meredith Andrews here on Sounds of Praise. Open up the heavens.
We waited for this day. We're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're saved.
Oh, your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord.
We want to see you. We want to see you. Open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Say, say, open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. We sing, say.
And that was took place on the day of Pentecost. God opened up the heavens and sent the Holy Spirit into the world. And so therefore now we have one who's come to lead us and guide us into all truth. William McDowell, and you, Holy Spirit, are here.
We love you. You are
6:23 here in Sounds of Praise. We just heard William McDowell, and you are here. And that's the great thing about the salvation gift of God. We're not talking about religion, where we need to do this and we need to do that, and hopefully we're going to please somebody. No, salvation provides relationship, where Jesus came into the world. He did all the things that we can't do, and that allows us through faith in him to be pleasing in the sight of God the Father. And so therefore, because he is here, intimately living within the life of those who put their faith and trust in him, it's a relationship. Pastor Marvin Sapp, Erica Campbell, Izzy Williams, and you and me together.
Tell them, Sapp, let's go.
I've been through some storms. I've seen trying days. And I know what it is to think that things may never change. Even though I knew better, I couldn't pull myself together, because my mind kept racing, focusing on all the things I was facing. But then I felt your touch in the moment when I needed love. You gave me something to believe in, and now I never want to leave.
It's gonna be you and me together.
See,
you and me forever.
Hey,
Lord, I pray every day, keep me in your love.
Oh.
It's gonna be you and me together.
Hey,
you and me forever.
Hey,
Lord, I pray every day, keep me in your love.
Ooh. You see, the devil tried to block me. And the devil tried to stop me, because I finally found out the way up is really going down.
Talk about it. Hey.
Down on my knees and pray, cause nothing can hurt me there. And though my facts are changing, now I see that the facts don't make me, because I have your touch. And at this moment, Lord, I need. You gave me something to believe in, and now I never wanna leave.
It's gonna be you and me together.
Oh.
You and me forever.
Lord, I pray.
Lord, I pray.
Hey.
Every day.
Yes.
It's gonna be you and me to the wheels fall off in the street. And no collard greens to eat, and mama still work from 3 to 3 to 3. We gon' make it, check the checker, chain the chain, check the check, the prayer to prayer, the EBT, the EBT, the E for free. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want a good time with you, yeah. I want a good vibe with you, yeah. I want a cold night with you, hold tight with you, know with you.
Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update.
And it's 56 degrees outside our studio today, mostly sunny and pleasantly warm with high pressure in control of the weather pattern. A high today, 70 to 75 degrees. A few clouds will increase at night with a low 55 to 60 degrees. On Monday, partly sunny and very warm for this time of the year. Winds will turn gusty, especially during the afternoon hours. A high on Monday, 70 to 75 degrees. Cloudy at night with a shower possible and a low 60 to 65 degrees. On Tuesday, considerable cloudiness, breezy and warm with a passing shower. High on Tuesday, 71 to 76 degrees. Widespread and heavy rain is expected across the region at night with a low 62 to 67 degrees. On Wednesday, heavy rain is most likely early in the day. It will still be rather warm with a shower or two. A high on Wednesday, 67 to 72 degrees. Rain will continue during the night with a low 53 to 58 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'll certainly pass it right along to you. 6:30 is the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown. On this, the Sunday, October 22nd, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are featuring new music and top hits of the year 2017. On this last set, we heard Vashawn Mitchell, Israel Houghton, and the singers with Greatest Man. Tasha Cobbs, Leonard teamed up with Kiera Sheard with Your Spirit. Meredith Andrews with Open Up the Heavens. William McDowell with You Are Here. And we conclude the set with Pastor Marvin Sapp, Erica Campbell, and Izzy Williams. And You and Me Together. Amen. What a fantastic relationship to have with the Creator of all things, that He would be willing to be in union and unison with us. And just when you thought it would be impossible for God to break through and do all His wondrous works in your life, you'll find out He was just beginning. Joseph Habedank here on Sounds of Praise, Just When You Thought.
Every prodigal who's thrown their whole life away, feeling completely unworthy to mention His name, for every soul that's been shattered by choices you've made, the Father still hears every prayer that a broken heart prays. Just when you thought you could somehow outrun Him, you're chased down by mercy as He proves there's nothing that His blood can't cover and His arms can't reach to redeem. Oh, just when you thought you exhausted His kindness, prodigal who's thrown their whole life away. Feeling completely unworthy to mention his name. For every soul that's been shattered by choices you've made, the Father still hears every prayer that a broken heart prays. Just when you thought you could somehow outrun him, you're chased down by mercy as he proves there's nothing that his blood can't cover and his arms can't reach to redeem.
Joseph Habedank here on Sounds of Praise. And just when you thought, no, you cannot eliminate or run out, cause God to run out of his grace and his mercy. His blessings are continually being poured out upon us, even when we don't deserve them. Fred Hammond a message in the music. You bless me over and over and over and over again.
Everybody, yeah.
Fred Hammond here on Sounds of Praise, and you bless me over and over. Yes, he does. So often, however, there are times when we need to wait on God. We need to trust him. We need to let our faith just rest in him and allow him to accomplish his work in his own time. And I just can't help thinking about Israel when God brought them out of Egypt. It was just a matter of a month, 30 days, before he would be able to bring them to the promised land. They had some battles to fight even after they got out of Egypt, but he gave them deliverance in all those battles as well. And so therefore, the faith of Israel, based upon all that took place while they were in Egypt and the opening of the Red Sea and all those other things, miraculous things that God did in their behalf, you think they would be ready to obey his every direction? Not so. And Moses sent 12 spies into the land. And Joshua and Caleb came back with a great report. Well, that we are well able, through God, to take the land. But the other 10 spies came back and said, whoa, they are giants over there. They're big walled cities, and we look like insects in their sight. And the report of the majority killed the faith of the minority. And for 40 years, because of their unbelief, Joshua and Caleb had to wander in the wilderness, not because of what they didn't believe, but because of what others did not believe. And so when God raised up Joshua to take the place of Moses, who had died, there were many who might have said, well, you know, I remember way back then, you know, that we had giants in the land. They probably haven't gotten any shorter. And those walled cities are probably even more fortified now because they know that we're wandering around out here. And so, therefore, maybe we can't go in. But Joshua believed God. Caleb believed God. And even though they were wandering for 40 years because of the unbelief of someone else, God was able to bring them through and make them victorious even as they entered in to the land of promise. So you need to hold on to God's promise no matter what other people may be saying. You can't do this and you won't be able to get that and whatever negative things are coming your way. And this is all a lead-in to Latrice Crawford, who's going to sing Joshua's Anthem here on Sounds of Praise.
We've been afflicted, but not broken. We've been locked in bondage, at times shaken. The kingdom suffers violence, but the violent taketh it by force. We won't give in.
We won't win.
We will.
We will be victorious.
Who can stand?
no weapon formed against us shall be prosperous. So we'll keep on fighting till we conquer it.
God brought Israel into the land of promise and gave them victory over virtually all of their enemies. They could testify, Lord, you are good. Thou art good. Jekyll and Carr here on Sounds of Praise.
He's been good to me. Come on, clap your hand like...
Glory, do unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let earth declare his name. Who can part the Red Sea?
Give sight to the blind.
Nobody else but you.